The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Okay, because it's Monday, we do a little thing called the Joke Spot because people are stressed out on Monday, we hear. And this is actually a pretty awesome thing that we do, this Joke Spa thing. And Sarah, do you want to do the Joke Spa with us here?
Yes.
Sweet!
Do you know what it is?
Good. No.
Okay.
Oh, well, still, I'll take
but
it
I'm
as
up
a...
for anything.
All right. Good, good.
I'll take it as a vote of confidence for the Joke Spa.
Even though you know what it is.
Okay, so what it is we take you into this spa that we have, and I've learned from science that laughing is a huge relaxation technique. So we do the usual spa stuff, plus I tell a joke, and then that helps you relax. So you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. So you can come on in this spa here.
It's what we all want at spas.
Yep.
Jokes.
And you can lie down here on the table, and it's very comfortable, and we have the music going.
And the aromatherapy.
Aromatherapy.
What is that aroma that we're smelling?
Root beer.
Oh, wow.
And, and caramel together. So,
ew.
Yeah. And so... It's very nice. So, Sarah, here's the, since you're already kind of relaxed, I'll give you some laughs here.
Sure.
Okay.
I actually made this joke up.
This is
a Brant Hanson original.
Oh, great. All right, it goes right with caramel
joke
root beer.
Spot. Yep. It's original. It's a joke about deja vu. Do you want to hear this?
Sure.
It's a joke about deja vu. Do you want to hear this?
Okay.
I can't remember.
Hey, maybe she can be an employee here at the Joke
She's
Spa.
Pretty
that
quick.
Was pretty quick.
That was real quick. How about this one? Forget
oh,
that.
Come
Forget
on.
That. Forget that one.
All right.
I just
fine.
Made that one up.
Sure.
That was a trial balloon. What do you call a magic dog? A labracadabrador. Like retriever.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Why don't we let her go? Let her get up from the table and
I have
this
joke about deja vu. You want to hear it? Can I confess something?
I think so,
okay.
Yes.
Is this a safe place? I don't understand the Kanye West controversy. I literally don't.
What don't you understand?
I don't understand why it's a I don't understand what the controversy is.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
The controversy that I've seen, I don't know if this is the one you're talking about.
I don't know. I just see it's like, well, here's what I think. Here's what I think. I don't
I
see
haven't,
what you...
Well, here's what I should say this is what I'm presuming, because I haven't seen much of the other side saying who is he to do this or...
I haven't either.
How should we... Why should we... I haven't seen that, but I'm assuming that's who people are addressing when they address and say, who among us has not? And if the gospel is being preached... Yeah.
Yeah, that, I guess that's what I was missing, because I'm seeing a lot of people going, hey, you know, give him a chance.
You're seeing the counter-argument,
yeah,
but not the argument itself.
I'm not.
I'll be honest and say I really haven't either.
I haven't. Okay, so that's it's all... I don't know Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I would need to know.
Right.
And if that sounds really strange... Like, Brant, you have to figure out where everybody's coming from. No, I don't. I can't. And I've been fooled before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this scripture. We talked about it before on the show. It's in 1 Corinthians 4. But Paul is writing that we don't know the motives of anybody else. And, in fact, we don't even know our own.
Mm-hmm.
We can fool ourselves about our own motives. So he says God will have to sort it out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes life a lot easier when you realize you don't have to know everybody's spiritual temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go, okay, if somebody's saying Jesus is king, I know that's true. Oh my goodness, I have a huge announcement. I'm so excited about this. This would be incredible. I'm not saying it's gonna happen, but it might. It could.
Okay.
It could.
I've never heard anybody use a fanfare and then say, who knows?
I have an announcement of a possibility here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Just saying, and I know, before I say this, I know some of my ideas get shot down like a skeet shooting thing. Like, it's just pulled, and then Sherry's got a shotgun.
I was going to say, who do you perceive having the gun? It's me.
You
okay,
do.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right, but how awesome would this be if our radio show originated from a new studio?
Okay.
Because guess whose house is on sale?
Whose house?
J.R.R. Tolkien. Okay. His house is for sale, the one in Oxford.
Okay.
I've looked it up on Google Street View many times,
mm-hmm.
and I've been to Oxford and gone to some of his haunts and stuff.
Okay, sure.
And this would be so awesome to do the show. Imagine being the show that we're like, hey, we're coming to you live from J.R.R. Tolkien's house.
What's the point?
We're coming to you live from J.R.R. Tolkien's. Tell me that wouldn't be like a sensation.
Well, people perhaps would be like, oh, in the first incredible. Week or two, but when that's over, then now we're just over there in Oxford in this old dusty house.
It is an old dusty house, but still, it'd be so awesome. He wrote Lord of the Rings in it.
Yes, I know, but it's not actually in there.
Maybe you've noticed this, maybe you haven't, how low interest rates are right now for mortgages. And not to get too much into my personal business, but we've mentioned this on the podcast. A friend of mine told me, I didn't think much of it since we bought our place only a year ago, but it told me they're really low. You should refinance. And so I called Fellowship Home Loans, and oh my goodness, I talked to Mike and Brian, and they're awesome. And we are lopping years off the mortgage, and our monthly payment's going down. So think about that. That's pretty awesome. If you have a mortgage, think about this. They're very good to work with, and Mike and Brian support what we do on the show, so we're excited about that. It's Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. Please tell them you heard about them from us. We'd appreciate that. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. I'm irritated by the same thing, but go ahead. You say it.
Well, I don't want to sound like curmudgeon-y.
You want me to do it?
No, I'll do it. What has irritated me about the Kanye West thing is specifically, and I know I'm in kind of this echo chamber of our industry, and so hearing people kind of just be really, really over the moon for it, but it feels as if it's because it's celebrity and because we've set up this thing where it's an us and them, our team, their team, and it feels like someone from their team is now affirming our team. And our team kind of needs or desires that affirmation from their team.
I'll slightly be different.
Okay.
I don't think it's a team thing.
Okay.
I think it's the same people that kind of worship the Christian celebrities.
True.
They're like, oh, I get to hang out with this artist, or wow, we had this artist on the show. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now there's this big artist.
Yeah.
Who's now he's like the, imagine the millions of people that are going to become Christians
mm-hmm.
because him and Chris Pratt, who's also a Christian in Hollywood, look at what's happening now. Can you imagine the impact? Because they think that social credibility will transfer into the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the mistake. Honestly, I don't think it's a team thing. I really,
really?
Don't.
Really? No. I would disagree with you on that, but I understand your point.
No, I don't think they're against Hollywood. I think they love Hollywood, actually. They're all into Hollywood. They love
really?
It. Yep, they love the entertainment industry.
Oh, gosh.
These are not people that are like, I won't go to the movies.
No,
that's not their thing.
No, but those are still the cool kids. The you know, that liberal Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. That's the other team. That hates our team.
It is presumed that anything he will do will be cooler than anything that will come from the Christian scene.
Yeah.
By a lot of Christian radio people.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not from the Christian scene.
That's right.
So he's cooler. And so if he comes out with a sweatshirt or something, however cheesy it would be if it was at a Christian concert.
Yes.
They'll be like, oh, that's so cool.
That's true.
But
why? Because he's part of the cool kids. Even if it's not teams.
Oh, it is a cool kids, right.
He's still part of the cool kids table.
He has the approval.
Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, like, these are people that'd be happy. It's, like, relevant. They'll be happy to interview Tom Hanks about mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, that's kind of where most people are.
Okay.
Like, wow, I got to interview this. It's not, oh, he's the worst. It's like trying to find redemptive themes in movies that are rated R, like all of that stuff that's been going on for a long time. So
yeah, I feel bad. I was wondering what the Christian hip-hop community was feeling because they're doing all of this, you know what I mean? And, you know, I know some of those guys, and they're really, you know, trying to reach, you know, whatever. And there's never, unless you're maybe Lecrae, who has kind of broke through, there's really never that kind of celebrating of it.
No.
And then all of a sudden, here's a guy who's said some really questionable things in the past, and now, but then he turns and does this, and it's like,
Well, again, I think it's because they think we're going to see millions of people come to Jesus because he's
I believe that that's part
they
of it.
That.
Yeah, because I've seen people say, oh, well, look, there's been a spike in Google searches uh-huh. for this and that. And I think that's good. I haven't seen the opposite of, you know, who people are railing against, like, who are we to say if his thing is real or not? I haven't seen that.
I've only seen support.
I have too, but I would understand if someone said, hey, you know, this was a good album or good music. I haven't heard it. Have you? Did you listen to any of it?
I haven't.
Okay, me either. That pretty much tells you all you need to know about the two of us.
Too hard to click play on Spotify. I'd rather just speculate about it.
Yeah. That's where we are. We don't even care enough to listen to it. I think it's fair for someone to say, okay, that's where he is now, and that's great.
It is, yeah.
And not, you know, be on the train of, now look what's going to happen.
Exactly.
It's just right here in this moment, great, he did that.
Yeah.
Instead of that projection of, you know, this is going to be something.
But you're also the sort of person who doesn't just fall on your knees because somebody made a movie and you get to meet him.
That's true.
Like, but there's a lot of people like
you're
that.
You're right. You're absolutely
it's just
right.
Like
I would agree with
we
that.
We think that they're superior.
And I would agree with that.
That God will use.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this scripture come up a couple times in the context of Kanye, and it's, God will use the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this wouldn't be an example of that.
Right, yeah.
He's a very savvy, mm-hmm. well-accepted household name. Like this would be God using the famous to influence people.
Yeah.
Well, that's not counterintuitive, is
no.
it? That's,
and it's really not anything that he said he would. We have no indication
this
that
said,
was, yeah.
okay, but I hesitate.
But he can.
Exactly.
He
like
can.
You can't,
yes, he can. Yes, he can.
We can't put God to a formula.
Right.
So he will never use somebody. He might.
Yeah.
Just to teach us a lesson, but
right.
I'll do what I want.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly not his M.O. And no. The foolish thing in the world would be somebody who doesn't have that
mm-hmm.
platform,
mm-hmm.
isn't on Christian radio or isn't on
yeah.
whatever, doesn't record albums, or you know, somebody who's picks up a mop.
Mm-hmm.
That would be God using the foolish things, quote unquote.
And that is the kingdom. And when I guess maybe you are pinpointing why I feel this agitation with all of this gushing is because it's not actually who we're supposed to be.
Right.
Falling over. You know what I mean? Not that it's great, great,
it
great
is.
Music. You did good. Fantastic.
It is.
But
it's all good.
But just the constant talk about it. Again, I'm talking about the you know, echo chamber of our industry. It's just like, this is not who we're supposed to be.
It is. I've seen
falling all
100
over.
Posts
mm-hmm.
to the point where I'm almost, for another reason, which I can unpack later, about to unfollow everybody in our industry.
For that and other reasons that are later
we'll get to that in a moment. Totally different. I've probably seen 100 posts, and they've all been in support and wildly in support and blasting in many cases.
The imaginary,
like, don't question.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I got it. It reminds us both, we mentioned this when we weren't recording, but it reminds us both of the Starbucks Red Cup controversy
yeah.
when everybody was on really one side reacting
right.
to one dude.
Right.
So maybe there are people that I just have missed.
I may have missed it too. I will say that again, the other thing that kind of rubs me the wrong way, and I talked about this when he went to a church and
yeah.
he kind of took over the service, is you go to your typical mid-sized to bigger church and tell me if, you know, little Johnny has a hip-hop CD or whatever, he's not going to get this attention.
No, no.
Like, he's not going to get, you're not going to say, come up here and rap a couple songs for, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, we never met you. Take over.
Yeah. Who are we
right.
to ask? What we no, ask a ton of questions whenever
yeah.
we're protecting that stage in that auditorium.
But we all want to rub elbows with.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh
yeah,
man, we can have this guy.
Yeah, yeah. That being said,
no, that
at some point we'll listen to it and perhaps we'll have a critique.
But that has to stop. It really does. Like, is the church? If we're going to grow up,
mm-hmm.
it really does. This thing about celebrity has got to stop. And it's not just musicians. There's been politicians that can
mm-hmm.
do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get to hobnob with you. We'll give him the stage.
Yeah,
we'll give
yeah.
her the stage.
Yeah.
Like, on all sides of the spectrum, by the way. I'm not thinking of anybody specifically, but it's just like, just because they're famous.
Yeah.
And it, as a, maybe as a pastor, it's like you get pictures taken with this guy or that lady. Like, that's just, that's not our, that's not our values.
Yeah. Celebrating celebrities is not unique.
No. Celebrating the people who are celebrating.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're supposed to turn this whole thing on its head. Mm-hmm. So it should be like, Kanye, you are so welcome. We're going to save you a seat on row 400.
Yep.
And you can sit back there. And we
and
have
worship.
600 rows, but anywhere between 200 and 400 is wide open.
Right.
And you just, well, you are so welcome.
Yeah.
As a brother, we could not be more excited that you will join us and be part of us and humbly. Like, that'd be good for him, too.
Yeah.
By the way, on Kanye. So I guess he just did a show, and there's, like, reportedly, like, 1,000 people decided to make a decision for Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, which is awesome.
It is.
It really is remarkable, the whole idea that he chose Jesus as king.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much depth to that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were going, those are the three most powerful words available in any language.
Yeah.
Because he's the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus is Lord. If you say that, you are unseating everything else everybody says
in
is in charge.
Yeah. Yep.
And it will cost you. Ultimately, it's going to cost all of us something because, and should.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, the economy of what he picked to talk about, I just like, that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.